Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting. And keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHA.
The NBA.
The NBA, the KFC, the NAS. C-A-R, the NASA.
We'll speak for NASCAR.
The NSA. I can speak for NASCAR. Hey, everyone, turn left.
Turn left.
Turn left.
Yeah.
If you're really good at driving because you can turn left, you can be a NASCAR star.
I always tell people in this program I feel like a right-hand turn in a NASCAR race.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always, with...
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Awesome. So... It's going to be a barn burner, this one. Just letting everyone know. Get ready to download, record,
everybody's
comment,
fired
do all
up.
That crap we ask you to do. Right.
We don't have enough microphones for what this show's going to turn into.
Yeah, well, you know, we did a show with this guy, Dave, who had a bunch of sound equipment.
Yeah.
It sounded good. It was really much clearer than, like, I'm used to hearing, and clearer in the way you could hear everything.
Yeah.
People in the peanut gallery, you could hear everything.
I heard a Starbucks order, and that's like 6 blocks away.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Those were good mics.
It was awesome. So, we're almost on summer. Summertime's coming up. Well, you got any plans this summer, Mark? Going to do anything?
Wherever the wind takes me.
Do you ever fish?
I do.
The three-quarter day boat out of Newport?
Yeah.
Which is $50,
yeah.
Caught 79 yellowtail the other day.
Cool.
And there were like, what, 4 or 5 people on the boat?
No, there's probably like 20-some people on the boat, but still.
I need a boat for August. You got a guy?
79. Well, there's a guy in San Diego, yeah. But I think he wants half and half.
Okay.
But, you know, still, it's like half and half.
Yeah. I think he only does 2-day trips and more, though. I just want to go out for a day.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But they want half and half.
That's fine.
But it makes it cost half as much to
go. That's right.
Shelley?
What?
What are your big plans for this summer?
Not die.
Really? I thought we had some plans.
We do?
I know we have plans in August.
Are you doing stuff?
August? What are we doing in August?
Watching James get married in Vegas?
Oh, yes. We got to go to a wedding.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We should go to that.
Congratulations, James.
And Amanda.
Because,
you know, there are two people.
Congratulations, James.
Married.
Condolences, Amanda.
Yeah, yeah, well, really. Yeah, exactly.
Amanda, we warned you.
I never warned her.
I did.
Did you?
Really?
Not really.
Wow, wait till James hears that.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Shelly's been talking behind your back.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Oh,
it's okay.
Not really. I did not.
Well.
What?
You know what that means.
What?
Oh, God.
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Featuring your newscaster, Shelley B.
Yes, the news that I haven't read.
What'd it be like, Shelley?
So I have... no idea what is going on. And I suppose now I got to scroll all the way back up.
Scroll.
You know what's interesting?
Okay, we have...
What's
some
interesting,
people
Bruce?
Said they didn't want, you know, dark chocolates. And I pulled 2 dark chocolates out of the bag. And now there's only 1 dark chocolate over there.
I didn't touch it.
I had it.
Oh.
Look, dark chocolate is not my favorite, but, you know, any chocolate in a storm.
This I love this time of night. The gloaming. It's gloaming out right now. Sun's kind of down. There's still light in the sky. I dig that.
Okay, shout-outs to Damon, Bill, John, Dan, Stryker, Joey, Alexandria, Angie, Phil M., Brian, Phil K., Cindy, Georgette, Natalie, Dakota, James, Jack, Lori, Faith, Mark S., and Randy.
Where's Katie Yuck?
Yeah, where's Katie
Yuck?
Katie!
She's in England.
Uck. The UK.
Okay. I'm missing stories
keep going
here.
You're
I know, but
there.
There's a story there that I skipped, but I'll have to go back to it. Or no, I can do it right now.
I was gonna say, you could do it right now.
Okay, Phil K. sent this one in New York, an NYPD cop. She, this is a she, the cop used a dead man's credit card to buy herself a diamond ring.
He didn't need it.
Immacula Pierre,
every
30
kiss
years old.
Begins with K.
Was charged with grand theft, $3,200 ring that she bought at Zales.
Wow.
Or tried to buy with this dead guy's credit card. How did she get the credit card is what I'm wondering.
She took it off the dead guy.
Well, duh, but... apparently took his phone. He had a Samsung Galaxy, and she took his phone and called his niece... And this is the problem with me not reading the story first.
Well, you should have read it over real quick while you were sitting there.
In, what, the 2 seconds?
That's all you need. Well, I've seen
reader.
You read.
Jeez.
Should I see her read Harry Potter
she was
in a day?
Called to an apartment to make a wellness check on this. He's 65 years old.
And he was not well?
Well, he was apparently failed to show up for work. He's 65
and not
still
well.
Working. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Was he troubled?
Yeah, she found him dead inside. Oh. She then used his phone to contact his niece. And then she took some of his property and vouchered it, which I guess is leaving a receipt for something that you've taken.
Okay.
One of the things she took was his MasterCard.
Okay. Well, as long as she got a voucher.
Well, talk about leaving a paper trail.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm taking this card, and hey, look at this big charge on it.
Yeah,
she probably figured that Zales would go after him, and he's dead, so.
So her career is over.
No,
maybe
what a
not.
Shame.
Maybe not.
She'll be suspended.
Think about the powers that be in New York.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. The nanny state.
Yeah.
Phil K. also sent. Phil K. sent a lot in this week.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was on fire.
In Maryland, the story is calling this woman, Kelly Mayhew, someone who adored bootylicious Beyonce and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I heard about this.
Wow, there's a couple trainloads.
Yeah, that's a bunch of ass right there.
Well, she's dead, by the way.
Smothered?
No. What happened was she went to
a
fake doctor to get butt injections.
Oh.
And she got them.
She got them, but... It wasn't, they weren't real injections. And she died after the operation.
I'm not going to make the comment I was going to make.
It's like something like you stuck her full of antifreeze or something like that. Something disgusting.
Now, this woman, Kelly Mayhew, she was actually a freelance writer for BET Network.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and she...
For Black Entertainment Television?
Yeah, and she actually trumpeted her own bootylicious curves and then, I guess, felt like she wasn't bootylicious enough and went to this quack to get
So she had
injections.
An extra boot?
Yeah. Well, she got the boot.
Boot to the head.
Yes.
Did it say what she died of?
Ladies, stop. You're perfect just the way you are.
Exactly.
No, it just says she started gurgling and was struggling to breathe after he injected what he told her was silicone, but apparently was not, into her.
And let me ask you a question, Mark, because I think this is really true. This is something we being the socially conscious group we are, should say this.
Of course.
Who do you think worries more about the way women look, women or guys?
Women.
Women, yeah.
Women.
You know how you know that?
Because there's
you know
websites
how you know
out
that?
There
no,
for
but,
fat
no, you, know, you know how you know this?
Porn.
When you're getting ready to go out with a woman, you've got your woman, and they spend all this time getting ready.
Yes.
To look absolutely fabulous.
Yes.
And when you come home and it's getting time to be just your time with them, they take it all off. They wash off the makeup. They put the hair up. That it's like, where's that girl I was out with tonight?
See, Bruce never has to worry about that because I spend about 15 minutes getting ready to go places, and I haven't worn makeup in God knows how long.
Yeah, but you look good without makeup.
Thank you, sweetie.
Brownie point.
Cha-ching.
Put that one right over here with this other stack.
In China, in Jiangxi province.
Of course.
Jiangxi.
That's right down the street from whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
A woman in an internet cafe went into the bathroom, gave birth, and then went back to her computer and continued to surf the internet.
Oh, my God. And you think I'm bad.
Yeah.
The rice paddies of the world have now moved to the internet cafe.
Workers at the cafe heard a baby crying and went into the bathroom.
She left the baby in the
bathroom? She left the newborn in a pool of blood with the umbilical cord still attached.
To her?
Big long umbilical cord.
You're dragging the baby around.
Jeez. So the staff called for an ambulance and got the woman to stand up, but then she seemed a bit too relaxed and just wanted to go back to surfing the internet.
Wow.
She had just done a lot of hard work. She was in shock.
She had done a lot of hard work. She wanted to relax a little, surf the net.
Well,
just play a little fish world.
She was trying to find WebMD.
Yeah. Hey, I just gave birth.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
What are the symptoms of a baby shooting at him?
Apparently, she didn't want to leave the cafe. It took quite a bit of prodding to get her into the ambulance because she didn't want to leave the cafe because she was supposed to meet her boyfriend there, and then they were both going to go to the hospital where she was going to give birth. I'm like, wow, okay, yeah, you're so obsessed with your internet connection that when you actually do give birth, you don't say, okay, well, I guess he's late, and go to the freaking hospital. Yikes.
He wasn't late, she was early.
Yeah. Oh, it's always her fault. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You're an asshole.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Now let's see. In Franklin, Indiana.
That's a great video. Have you ever seen it?
The asshole
with Dennis
song.
Leary.
I love that
Dennis
song.
Dennis Leary sings this song, "You're an Asshole." Oh, it's awesome.
Brian sent this song, this story in. David Wilson, 57, in Franklin, Indiana, was arrested after he tried to choke his fiance during an Indianapolis 500 viewing party.
See? It was her fault again.
She turned right.
Yep.
NASCAR.
Well, apparently he got upset because he heard his fiance and talking to another person. They were talking trash about NASCAR.
Talking trash about NASCAR.
Picking on NASCAR?
Yeah.
Is this his sister and his girlfriend?
Who?
Yeah.
Is this his sister and his girlfriend?
No.
And his aunt.
No.
She's my sister, she's my aunt, she's my girlfriend, she's my best friend.
The victim admitted that both of them had been drinking most of the day. So,
oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why
we got booze
anyone watching NASCAR would drink.
We got booze in Arkansas tied into the same conversation here.
Well, no, that was Indiana.
Indiana.
Franklin, Indiana.
Gary.
Oh, that's Gary.
Gary, Indiana.
I know,
Gary,
but that's
Indiana.
Not where the story was
Oh,
from.
That's true. Okay. All right. Brian sent this one. Bellevue, Ohio. Police have arrested Brandy Bean.
Brandy Bean.
After a short chase, they said that she was caught stealing from homes after pretending that she needed to use the restroom. She'd knock on the door.
That's brilliant.
Somebody would answer, say, oh, I'm stranded. Can I use your phone? I need to go to the bathroom. They would let her. Then she would ask if she could have a drink of water. And when the resident went into the kitchen, she would look around and grab whatever, you know, small items she could before she ran out of the house.
As a former drug addict, I would say that an amazing amount of women have gold jewelry hanging in their bathroom. If you go to, like, someone's apartment and they only have, like, one bathroom, they hang a lot of their jewelry in there. And I'm pretty sure that the medicine cabinets have been rifled through because that would be the first thing I would do.
Followed by whatever trinkets I could pick up on the way out.
Yes.
Parting gifts.
Yes.
Thank you for playing. They haven't had a whole lot of booze in the news except for that one NASCAR story.
No.
Brian sent this one in, Madison, New Jersey. Joseph Bacon, 19 years old, has been arrested over an argument involving sausage.
Mr. Bacon?
His?
Mr.
Was
Bacon.
Involved in an argument involving over sausage?
His?
No. The police were called because one person at the home that he was either living at or staying at or whatever said that he assaulted them when this person ate the last piece of sausage that apparently Mr. Bacon wanted.
With his giant clock?
So,
he had a giant clock.
And so Joseph Bacon proceeded to try to bash the sausage eater's face in. I just like saying bacon and sausage in the same sentence.
Wow, you're just a Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity newscaster.
Yep.
Bacon and sausage.
I had sausage today. And not yours.
No, I'm completely aware of that.
Yes. Yet. There are always yets in the world.
Okay, children. Still hours left in the day.
No, we did that one.
If you can coordinate your fish world and your World of Warcraft.
Holy crap, Bruce, you've got a bunch of stories in here over people attacking other people because they took the last piece of some kind of food.
I didn't send the stories in. I just grab them from the email and put them in.
Okay, well, this one, one more story, this last one here, because the headline grabbed me.
Which
Brian
is?
Sent this one in. The headline is, California is seriously trying to force porn actresses to wear safety goggles on set. First of all, note to journalists, that's a little bit long for your headline, just saying.
But it got the point across.
But it did grab me.
Safety goggles?
Safety goggles for porn. The California legislature, there's been new regulations introduced. I guess they're going to vote on it that would require actors in the porn industry to wear protective goggles while on the set.
Why? Why? Why?
Well, just in case they're doing a video with Peter North is what I'm guessing.
Well, it says...
You know, Peter North, the North Pole?
Yeah.
Along with this legal regulation, they're also proposing other parts of the legislation include mandatory medical visits, condoms, and hepatitis B treatments.
I'm so glad we got this water thing handled now and they can concentrate on the porn industry.
Yes, yes, because
this is why
clearly this needs regulation.
The entire porn industry is moving to Great Britain.
Yeah.
We did a story on that before. Tons of it. Tons of it's going to Britain.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I don't get.
It's called bukkake.
That's a pisser.
Okay.
No.
Right. Go ahead.
This thing. Okay.
Go ahead, Shelly. Shelly, let us know when you're back.
Shelly's going around the bend.
The proposed set of regulations was published on Thursday by the State Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board. That's OSHA.
OSHA.
And it says in there that they believe that the goggles could help prevent the spread of STDs.
I actually see that.
That's because you have goggles on.
Then it could spread the proliferation of STDs.
Goggles.
So clearly the people that run...
So that you don't get anything in your eye.
I feel so much safer now because clearly the people that run OSHA don't know what the goggles go on.
No, I'm not so sure you're getting it.
I don't think these people have had sex. Here, wait, hold on.
Shelly,
AIDS. I don't want to get AIDS, so let me put on my goggles.
You know, it's really funny. She doesn't get it at all. That's what I'm
saying. No, I don't get this.
Shelly, imagine this. Imagine, boy, this is going to be hard to explain here.
Wow.
Imagine a guy who overshoots someone's belly and hits them in the eye.
That's right. A facial isn't always the thing you get from an esthetician.
Facial is in like almost every porn movie there is.
You're suggesting that he's
Yeah, really?
No. Because there's many movies now where someone will wear a condom while they're banging and then they pull it off at the last minute
For the money shot.
For the money shot. So they're talking about getting a money shot in the eye, Shelley. So the goggles will keep that from happening.
We've gotten to the point where, as a society, we are regulating the porn industry out of business. Who cares? Yeah, why? Why is this important? There's so many more important things.
Hey, Christopher, you got here just in time for the porn industry. Instituting goggles.
Okay,
or
I'm just
asking
saying,
to institute
I am
goggles.
Just, I'm foreseeing a lot of porn taking place on construction sets.
With safety goggles?
Yes, because you have to explain the goggles somehow.
Yeah, I'll tell you who cares nothing about that is the Japanese.
Or the porn industry.
No, the Japanese even more so.
I'm sorry, I
I'm
just found that really
humorous. I'm not
telling
you to search bukkake, but...
The porn industry is more concerned with the water shortage than obviously our legislators are.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just saying.
In case you're interested.
I just thought that was funny. Sorry. Okay, carry on. That's the end. Boozy news. Goggles. Wait, I'm gonna get sick. Let me put on my goggles first, and you can stick your dick out my ass.
I hope the mics picked that up.
I have a question.
Oh my god.
Do you have fudgesicles?
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress 2. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Okay, go.
We're back. Welcome back, Shelly.
Hey.
Shelly's eating popsicle.
Pineapple
Mark's eating popsicle. Pineapple?
I have pineapple. Mark
Do you
has
have banana?
Banana?
I have banana.
See, now, how can you even tell the difference? They're both yellow. Is
wait,
there a
hold on, there's a show going on here.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, leave this alone.
Down their top? That's awesome. It's really cold.
Enjoy it. Okay, my night is now complete.
So we have a topic.
Thank you.
We do?
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
Well, this is a topic Shelly didn't really want to do, but I don't think it's going to go as sideways as Shelly
I thought we were doing a different topic.
As Shelly, I don't know, was there a different topic?
I don't care.
You never care about anything.
Well, here's the thing. We've noticed lately, and I know everyone's noticed this, that there are a number of people that will be discussing their higher power and will use them, like, get real specific. Like, and maybe, I don't know if it's always in a, it's better than your higher power thing, but someone will say, my higher power is Jesus Christ. And many people get kind of testy about that because the reason the program is kind of so non-specific is so that we don't make people feel like they don't belong if your higher power is not the same as theirs. And God is kind of a generalized term, or higher power is a generalized term. What do you think, Mark? Do you think people should get specific that way, or should they share in a general way, or what do you think? Do you think it drives people out, or is it inclusive? What's your opinion? Besides, I don't care.
Shelley was right.
He doesn't care about anything.
People share what they share. I've heard people do it, and I've heard people share... you know, my higher power, whom I choose to call X. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I choose to call my doorknob.
Yep. Who I choose to call that ugly tie hanging from the back of my door. You know, I tend to want to share after those people share.
So do I.
Just to kind of set the freedom of selecting your higher power to be whatever you find that works for you. But I don't have any real problem with it.
To kind of set the, like, to, you know, for you're doing this for the benefit of newer people that might go, oh my God, now I'm in a, you know, it's a religious wacko thing.
You know,
not saying that Christians are religious wackos. I don't want to make it sound like that.
We're a spiritual program. That's what we are. And whatever you find that worked for you, great. And whatever you share that worked for you, fine. But when you start sharing to people about the importance of their higher power aligning with yours, you've taken it a step too far.
We've heard some things sort of like that before in the past, haven't we, Shelley?
Yep.
At a meeting we go to charter. I haven't heard it exactly like that lately, but there used to be a person that even that I sponsored who, when he would say it, was kind of sort of like, you know, you better get my brand of spirituality now.
While there's yet time.
While there's yet time.
Yeah.
I just think it's
How many times has this guy gone out?
Huh?
How many times has this guy gone out?
He hasn't gone out in a long time.
How many times, though, since he first came in? Since he first found this higher power?
A number of times.
Thank you.
A number of times. He's got about 5 years now.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe six.
Yeah, but he's been here for 10.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I know. I've got 25, and I've been around for almost 35, so there you go.
You've got 34 years of non-continuous sobriety.
I do. Shelley, what do you think?
Oh, okay. I think while the reality is that the word God is all over the place in the big book, the words higher power also are as well. And I think that we do ourselves and the newcomers a disservice when we allow over time our sharing to get more and more and more specific. I've actually gotten yelled at because I wouldn't let somebody put Christian AA literature on a literature table at a meeting.
Was it approved by AA?
No.
That would be why.
Then it can't be there.
And I said that, and I was yelled at and cussed at. And I'm like, I'm thinking, wow, you're really Christian now, right? You know? I think it gets a little intimidating sometimes. When you're in a meeting, I think it can be intimidating when people introduce their higher power by the name that they use for it themselves, sometimes the tone gets a little intimidating.
But it's their share. It's their 3 minutes of greatness.
Sometimes a little longer than 3 minutes. Yeah. And I'm not going to turn around and say, you're wrong. But I feel like, and I have done what you've done is share right after them, because I feel like we have a responsibility to keep it non-denominational. To let the newcomers know that just because this person went on for 5 minutes about Jesus Christ, that's not necessarily part of the program.
All right.
And Shelley's a Christian.
And I'm a Christian. But I have two sponsees that are not.
Yeah.
And they have perfectly valid higher powers of their own. And I wouldn't have wanted when they first came in for them to hear the very Christ-centered or whatever centered, any particular religion, any particular faith that might make them feel like their faith was less than.
But then don't you start becoming the share police?
I'm not the share police if I'm not telling them not to say it, if I'm presenting my point of view right after theirs. Because they can't tell me not to share
Jade,
it either.
You ignorant slut.
I mean, okay, hold on. Now I have too much popsicle in my mouth.
You showed a whole popsicle in your mouth in the middle of our conversation.
Yes, I did.
Thanks.
Shelley's got a brain freeze.
Shelley's got a whole mouthful of popsicle, and she's trying to make a point.
Yeah, she's got brain freeze right now. Breathe through your nose. Breathe in through
your
nose.
We had such a good topic selected, and Bruce changed it in the last minute. But
that's... Now, when I was new, I remember there was a guy named Ralph. And Ralph, and I don't know what religion this is from because I just don't know. But he used to say that his higher power was Yahweh.
Yeah.
And I think that he was maybe Indian.
No.
Yahweh is in the Old Testament.
Yahweh is,
Judaism.
Well, then that's pretty specific.
Yeah, but that was what he called his higher power.
Right. Now, to me, and I mean, I've heard a million people say my higher power, whom I choose to call God.
What if I call my higher power Goggles?
Sorry.
Wow. So let's say you're sponsoring someone, Mark.
Okay.
Let's say this person is a hardcore any kind. Maybe he's a hardcore Muslim. And
if I sponsor a guy, his girlfriend's probably pregnant or about to be.
Yeah. Well, you know that happens a lot. How about this? So let's say in this instance, let's say he's not Christian. Let's say he's Muslim. And okay. He wants to say every time, you know, my higher, you know, what if he goes a little bit further than the way people normally, my higher power, who's the one and only true God, Allah.
Which is another word for God.
No, I know. But if they're using, like, they're, because there would be some Christians that would say, you know, the one and only true way to heaven, which is Jesus. I'm sure that people have heard stuff like that before. What would you tell a sponsee?
If my sponsee was sharing that?
Yes.
I'd tell him to stop. Because I'd tell him he has no fucking idea who the real, true, one true God is.
But it's his faith.
Perfect. Take me to church.
That's an Eric Church song. I don't think that's actually about church.
It's not about church.
It's not an Eric Church song, but that's okay.
How about you, no, Shelly?
What's really funny is I listen to people sing that song, and they sound so spiritual when they sing it, and it's got nothing to do with church.
Yeah.
There was a little girl singing that in my store the other day, and I go, oh, do you like that song? She goes, yes, it's about going to church. And I'm like, and she was like seven, and I'm like,
It's about worshiping something.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. It's like when she's 10.
You have to wear goggles when they sing that song.
Oh my god.
And that's why this show goes full circle.
So Shelly. So let's say you have a sponsee.
Yes.
And the sponsee says, my higher power, whom I choose to call Jesus Christ, the one and only true higher power.
Knock that shit off.
The what?
Knock that cheat off.
You can't.
Oh, knock that shit off.
The bottom line is we're in
Jamaican all of a sudden.
We're in a non. No, my lips are frozen. That's the problem. The bottom line is we're in a non-denominational fellowship. When you start, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion.
That's what we do here.
I know, which is not worth the paper it's printed on, is that it's irresponsible to share from a specific religion standpoint as if it's the only one, because then you're basically telling the entire room, you're all wrong.
That's right.
And that's not what we do.
Right.
That's right. It's like taking ownership of you have the only character defect in the room.
Right.
Well, I have all of the character defects.
I have them all. It makes it easy.
I mean, that's the main reason why we do not discuss religion and politics and all that stuff. I mean, I don't want to get into a my God's bigger than your God pissing contest in the middle of a meeting.
Now, what if the person doesn't throw in the extra? Like they say, my higher power whom I choose to call Allah. My higher power whom I choose to call Jesus. My higher power whom I choose to call Yahweh.
I mean, technically that's all right. It's just, and you know, I don't have anything to say to that. But the fact is that at least half the time when I hear people sharing that sentence, they sound intimidating to me. And perhaps I'm coming at it from a different perspective because I am the alternative faith magnet in the program. Like 70% of the women, I've had all kinds. 70% at least of the women that have asked me to sponsor them have been in non-Judeo-Christian faiths.
Right.
I have had to do a lot of research to make sure that I understand where they're coming from.
I only know of one.
No, there have been others.
That wasn't.
Oh, that wasn't. Yeah. I think that maybe there's been one or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of protective of them because they're doing okay. They have perfectly valid higher powers, and they're sitting in rooms sometimes listening to people talk about Christ. And I love Jesus. Let me tell you, I'm in the church choir. Jesus is my buddy. But
she had a dream where the rapture came and she didn't get raptured, but I did.
Tell me that. Tell me that's not wrong.
I went, and the pastor of her church didn't go.
Yes, he said that we were left there because we had to fight for God and
I'm
whatnot.
Like, you're kidding, right? I got raptured. I mean, I've been trying to build up a lot of good karma. I don't know if that cuts it, though, when it comes to rapture time.
I just feel that in the meeting setting that we, as a group, need to be responsible to make sure that we're not being exclusive, that we are always inclusive. And sometimes verbiage and tone and the way people say things can get exclusive, even if they don't mean to be. And you kind of have to police yourself because there is no share police, like Mark was saying.
Actually, that would be a good topic sometimes, share police. I think there is, actually.
The share police, they get inside of my head.
Well, the share police. A little cheap trick for you.
Yeah.
Actually, saw Cheap Trick a few years ago at a Jack FM concert. And I love Cheap Trick. Saw them a bunch of times back in the 80s. They were horrible. Oh, my God. I saw them at a Jack FM concert. They were horrible. They were you were there, Shelly.
I was?
Yes.
Who?
You and I and Dave and Rosacea Girl.
Oh, right. Rosacea Girl? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was saying that her skin was all that
red because she had rosacea.
Because she had rosacea, but she was just embarrassed. Drinking.
Yeah, she died of alcoholism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very sad.
They were horrible. Matter of fact, we saw Journey that night, and they had some guy who was none of the well-known Journey singers who was horrible. The guy from Def Leppard sounded like he had a cold, and the guy that really rocked was Billy Idol. Who I would have not gone to see normally, and he was fantastic.
Billy Idol always rocks.
He was fantastic.
Are you sure I was there?
Are you sure you were there?
James.
I think you were with
James.
Are
you sure you were there?
Yeah, no, I
wasn't there.
I was already sober by this time. So, Shelly.
So, we lost topic here somewhere, right?
Somewhere.
So, Shelly.
Yes.
What would your final words on, what should we call it?
Train wreck?
Praise the Lord and pass the ammo.
I don't know about praise the Lord, because then the people think it's all about that.
Higher power designation.
Higher power designation. There you go.
Okay, what?
What are your final words on it?
My final words are, I would hope that you have a faith that lifts you up and fulfills you, but I don't need to know all about it in a meeting. Keep your shares general.
Mark, what are your final words?
Thank you. We share in a general way. That was exactly it.
Actually, Shelley brought that up earlier as well.
Uh-huh.
Mine would be no religious throwing up on the meeting, maybe.
Ooh.
But what I would say to this.
Religious regurgitation?
If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. And if you don't like what you're getting, do something different. Mark, we have a friend back east we have some kind of friends back east and a friend in the Inland Empire.
We got friends everywhere.
We got friends in low places. I won't continue with that because it talks about whiskey and
where the beer chases. And the beer chases our blues away.
And it'll be okay.
I feel a NASCAR fight coming on here. So, Mark, we have friends.
We do. The 12stepgazette.com. You can go up and read the last I saw was kind of a blog style online magazine going on. So you go
Shelly's
read the articles.
Shelly's still over here singing under her
easily.
Breath.
I know she is. And you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE and read the Southern California version of the 12-Step Gazette. Go check it out.
Shelly?
Yes?
We have people that listen to the show, believe
still?
It or not.
These people, wow. You guys are persistent.
9 million
Tenacious.
Plus times, baby.
Thank you anyway that you listen to the show. We really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. Thank you. That helps us with our demographics. If you are not, you will have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can sign in with Facebook, actually. It takes one click. And they will not spam you. As far as we know, none of us have ever been spammed.
I've never been spammed.
I've never been spammed. Listen to old shows. You can leave topic suggestions. You can leave comments. You can like old shows. That would be helpful. You can follow us. You can follow us every dang day,
follow,
as far as
follow,
we know.
Follow.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. It's really easy. You just click follow from the main page.
And you can put us on your playlist for all your rock and party needs.
Who's been following a whole bunch, Shelly?
Brian.
Awesome.
Follow
Take
Brian.
That. If you are Facebook friendly, like we suggested earlier, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be secret about your recovery dealings on Facebook, you can join the secret Recovery 101 group.
It's behind the bush just outside the door.
There's a guy outside.
He's out there. He's there.
Yeah,
pretty
you.
Sure he's there, out by the bushes.
Just beyond the fisheye.
He's a shadow guy. If you want to be a shadow person
shadow
on Facebook, you can ask one of us hosts if you want to send us a message to either Bruce Burnett or Shelly Burnett or the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. We'll make sure you get added to the secret group. Of which most of the people that you hear about, like that send in boozy news and stuff, are all members of that group.
Well, it's not a secret for them anymore.
No.
Thanks, Bruce.
We also have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We are still accepting recovery idol submissions. Matter of fact, Rusty, who will probably be the lead out music, Rusty's going to record one for us as well. And he's going to write a song. I'm for sure going to be a country style song, and you know, with a name like Rusty, it's a perfect country name. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously,
Shelly. Who's the lead out music by?
Well, you just said Rusty Golden.
Rusty Golden, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
My heart and mind. try to be the best so I can rest inside. No, I'm living right now. Right. I'm gonna love a little stronger, pray a little longer, help someone who needs it when I can. Forgive the ones I couldn't, stop doing what I shouldn't when I am.